Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, January the 30th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are remembering Itai Dzamar. You remember him, right? The human rights activist who was abducted on March 9th, 2015. He disappeared without a trace, and he hasn't been heard from ever since. People continue to ask questions, even to this day. Where is Itai Dzamar? Hundreds of human rights activists, including members of his family, gathered in Harare today to demand his safe return. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. Or you can also call us live and direct. The number is 001-202-619-2077. We are, of course, streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, at VOA Shona, and at VOA Ndebele. We are also streaming live, of course, on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. Again, this is Studio 7, and the program is The Connection, where we talk all things youth. And tonight, we are talking about Itai Dzamar. You remember the 35-year-old human rights activist, a former journalist. He was abducted, allegedly by state security agents, on March 9, 2015. He disappeared without a trace, but his family and human rights activists continue to ask questions and demanding his safe return. That happened again in Harare today, where hundreds of activists and Dzamar's family gathered at the Africa Unity Square, where Itai used to demonstrate, calling for Mr. Mugabe, the former president, to step down. They gathered there today, remembering their comrade, remembering Itai Dzamar, and calling for his return. We are joined now by his young brother, that's Dr. Patson Dzamar. But before we take Dzamar on board, Ndimukwazi sei, kubindura uko kuarare, kwese kwese kwa muri maswera sei. Kusangana uku muchirongwa cheve chidiki cha The Connection pano pano fenyuro yenyu ya Studio 7. Nasi tiriku kurukura, tiriku taura nezwa Itai Dzamar. Ndofunga muchiri kumurangarira. Aka tsakatika msoa 9 March gore 2015. Uyezwe apana muna anoziwa kuti akaenda kupi kana kuti akaendeswa kupi kana kuti achiri mpenyu here kana kuti kwete. Nasi hama dzake, vemhuri yake, pamwe chete nevanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vasangana muHarare paAfrica Unity Square, vachimurangarira Itai uyezve vachiti kuhurumende kana paine anoziva kuti Itai akaendeswa kupi, ari kupi, tiudzei uyezve hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa, tirikuda kuona muchitora matanho kutsvaga Itai Dzamar. Ndonyaya Ya tiri kukurukura nezvanhasi tichitarisa zvikuru nyaya yakanangana nezvematongero enyika. Hilo utaba isingalo lamhlanje Slobe Sandekayo sikhangela ukucatsha ukuthunja kukaitaitsa Maraliza. Khumbula ukubana wayehlala etshengisela eAfrica Unity Square eHarare ngezikhathi zikaMgabe esithi baba Mgabe sesikhathele ngawe yehla esihlalweni chiya umbuso. Wathunja wanyamalala lamhlanje akula mntu okwaziyo ukuthi ungaphi lokuthi uyaphila na. Kodwa abantu kabakakhohlwa abemuli yakhe kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu babuthene lamhlanje eHarare eAfrica Unity Square lapho uItai ayevame ukutshengisela ekhona. Babuthene lamhlanje batshengisela besithi bayamkhumbula besithi njalo kuhulumende kaMgabe. Baba Mgabe okamnangagwa rather nxa baba Mnangagwa ekhona okuhulumende wakho okwaziyo ukuthi kwenzakalani kubaba uJamara, siyamcela please lisiphathise. Enda omunye obekhona bebekhona uPastor Ivan Mawarire umfowabo uPatson Jamara ubekhona uPastor Mugaza laye nguye obekhokhela umthandazo. Pastor Mugaza led the prayer at this gathering. Let's take a listen before we cross over to Patson Zamara.
We wanted the government ever since when the former president was there to say, give us answers as to what is going on, as to what happened. But you know what? Enough is enough. Today as I stand here, I'm going to gather with you, make a declaration and decree to say, now we are speaking what we believe has got to be happening. We are going to be passing a judgment, whether you know it or you understand or you don't understand, but you know what? It works. We're going to pass a judgment to begin to say, dear Lord, as long as you're in heaven and we know you are in heaven, and you know who did this, may this be the time that everybody and anybody who had a hand to do with this whole situation, may you expose them in Jesus' mighty name. We know they've been hiding, but our God knows them. And we are going to be saying, God, expose them wherever they are and whoever they are, let it be the time of their being what? Exposed. And I am telling you to say that after this prayer, within a very short period of time, it's going to be happening. Why? Because we believe in a God who answers prayers. And He indeed is going to answer this prayer. Your being here is a sign that God is also in our midst, because He says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am also in their midst. As a result of us being here, remembering this manner, and we are opening the word of God first, that means we are with God in this place. And the decree is
that's Pastor Mugaza leading prayers today at a gathering in Harare disappeared, abducted human rights activist Itai Zamara. And joining me now is his brother, Zamara's brother, that's Dr. Patson Zamara. Mr. Zamara, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
Yeah, also on the other line, we have human rights lawyer Kennedy Masiye, who represented Itai Zamara in Harare when at one point he was brutalized and had to be hospitalized. Mr. Masiye, good evening and welcome.
Yes, good evening.
Patson, I really hate to ask this question because I know perfectly how you feel, but how has it been for you as the young brother and the family?
Well, this has certainly been a modest experience for us because the family we've gone through moments of hope. We've also gone through moments of despondency. And it has been really taxing on us emotionally and in other ways. speaking for myself, as a result of the challenging season extent, I assumed regarding the abduction and subsequent disappearing of my brother, I also became a madman by the regime. They also sought to persecute me, and in some instances, like for example, I was abducted as well. I was tortured. I've lost even career opportunities as a result of my challenge against the abduction of my brother. So it hasn't been an easy journey thus far. However, and in spite of that, I count it all joy because I know that we are standing for a worthy cause. We're not only doing this for you guys, Damas. We're doing this to set a precedent in Zimbabwe regarding what we wish, regarding what we want, and regarding the Zimbabwe we want to have.
Aha, ko vana vake Patson vana va Itai pamwe ne mudzimai wake Shefra vari sei?
Yeah, variko tinotenda Mwari vari kuvachengeta sekuri vanga ndaita nemuchungu inguva ya yekukadzika kwavari kunyanya vana naivo amai vanogara nevana. Nekuti vana vanenge vachibvunza zuva nezuva kuti ko baba varipi, baba vachauya here. Munoona chero muchikoro mukomana mukuru takazvishomuchinja kuchikoro kwaaidzidza ndaa yekuti zvanga zvaakumudyawo vamwe vaidzidza onavo vachimurimainda nekutaura naye nenyaya yababa vake. Saka zvinhu zviri kuvashungurudza even mukadzi wake Shifra anoshungurudzika kuti murume hapo anova ndiye baba wemusha, anova ndiye muchengeti wemhuri. Zvinhu zviri kuvashungurudza kuti hapana chati chaitika kuti tinge tichimuwana kana kuti tinge tichiziva kuti chii chavakaita kuna Itai.
Aha, please do stay on the line there, Dr. Dzamara. Ngupatson Dzamara umfowabo kaItai. Uyakhuluma ke ukuthi hayi ubona njengemuli akulula kodwa bayaphila uthi njalo kabakalahle ithemba lokubana umfowabo uzatholakala lanxa nje sokufika iminyaka emithathu 3 years ngoba lizakhumbula ngithe unyama lale mhla ka-9 March 2015. Mkoma Kennedy, we know you represented Itai, like I said earlier, when he was left for dead by state security agents. And today it's almost 3 years. 3 years in March this year. No one still knows where Itai Dzamara is. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I feel sad that it's very unfortunate that to date we haven't been told what happened to Itai or even know where he is. And it's actually a sad scenario that you also have, on the other hand, a government that purports to be a democratic government and that purports to be abiding by the principles within our own constitution, where you know, citizens, all citizens should be protected by the law. And to date, it actually puzzles any reasonable person that a whole government can fail to account for its own citizens. It only draws the inferences and the suspicion or as to what and who is you know is responsible for Itai's disappearance.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you this question, Mr. Masie Ndisanda Bunza Vadzamara. Former education, higher education minister, Professor Jonathan Moyo, avo vasiri munyika vakatiza munyika, zvichitevera kupiti gurwa kwehurumende yavamugavi nemauto, vanyora nhasi nechirungu vari kutiwo paTwitter, hanzi naProfessor Jonathan Moyo. We know this might be a case of sour grapes, but at times I think we have to listen to these people who were in the system, who were in the government before, when they talk about issues that happened during the government. This is what Professor Moy wrote on Twitter today, 4 hours ago, and I quote, "In March 2015, Mohadi told government Zamara was likely abducted and taken out of Zimbabwe in a staged anti-government plot. That March, Emmerson Mnangagwa told Parliament the Zimbabwe Republic Police were after the culprits. It later transpired that Zamara was abducted by the military intelligence under Chiwenga, now the vice president with Mohadi. So ED and his vice presidents must account." Muruku waona ose mashoko ava Professor Moyo ayava Masi.
It's not the first time nyaye military intelligence ichitaura pa nyaya itaidzama. So inini semaonera ndinoita ndiyo kuti itai vanhu vakama abductor, vanhu vanoshandira hurumende. So anything chinungo uya chikarerekera kunyaya yekuti itai akatorwa nevanhu vanoshandira hurumende, I'm likely to take up that statement as having some semblance of truth. We might not be very sure kuti ndivanani, but anything chinungo ya changurerekera ikoko, for me personally, I think chinofa kutorwa with seriousness. Nakuti inyaya haizi yokutanga kuchitorwa, not kungoti vanhu vegovernment, but vanhu vemilitary, police or military. So I believe the authorities should actually take up this seriously, and mapurisa vane information yavanayo, which I think vasikunyatso kushanda nayo information iyoyo, zvekuti dai vangari vanhu vanoshanda zviri professional, vanoshanda zviri non-partisan, I believe nhasi chaichaya tichitaura kudai, so dai tichitotaura kuti ningi ndivo vakatora itai ende vakasungwa kana kuti vakatotopwa mutongo wavo.
Thank you there. Kennedy, I know you are at work, and believe me, trust me, I'll be releasing you very soon. And I know Dr. Zamara also has a commitment, and you will soon be released, Pastor Zamara. Asi, muruku waona ose mashoko ava Moyo, Professor Jonathan Moyo, varikuta oraivu kuti mkoma wenyu aka tsakatisiwa ne department yemauto inozi military intelligence.
Rada kutokera kumashure patakatanga kutaura takamirira mhuri conference yekutanga yatakaita, ndo mashoko andakarewa pakutanga kuti isu kuziya kwedu ndobva takwanisa kubata mukufereseta kwataiitawo pamusoro pezvainyeperwa kuti zviri kuitwa nemapurisa. Takaona isusu kuti itai Zamara akatorwa nemilitary intelligence, ende muchayeuka wokuti kubva musi iwowo kusvika pari nhasi pese pataiwana mukana wekutaura ndoranga riri shoko redu. Itai Zamara akatorwa nemilitary intelligence. Hongu, tine zvakawanda zvatakaona zvakanyorwa, tine zvakawanda zvatakanzwa zvichitaurwa, aianga zvimatheory aida kuedza kutsanangura kuti chii chakaitika kuna Itai Zamara kana kuti ndiani akamutora. Asi takaramba takamira panyaya kana kuti pakutaura kuti Itai Zamara akatorwa nemilitary intelligence. Ndo patakasvikawo mukuferefita kwataiita. Zvino Jonathan Moore ndirikurangarira pane imwe nguva ari minista wabvunzwa painterview yeBBC akataura iwo akati pada mukomana akatiza akajamba bhodha akaenda kuBotswana kana kuti wereva kwaakaenda, iye Jonathan Moyo muna June gore rapera muchiri kurangarira akazotaura zvekare achidzora mashoko iwawo achiti zvirokwazvo itai dzamara akaite akambunyikidzwa akaabdactwa right zvadaro zvakanaka kuti tirangarire kuti izvi zvakataurwa naJonathan Moyo achiri mugovernment point iyoyo ipointi yakadhama yatinofanira kuti tinge tichinzwisisa uyezve inotibatsira kuti tinzwise patiri nezvataurwa nhasi naJonathan Moyo. Jonathan Moyo nhasi ndivo paazotaura achingotsinhira zvatagara tichitaura. No, iri basa rakaitwa nevanhu vezanupf vachishandisa military intelligence. Saka kwatiri tiri kuti hongu munhu pada asingazivisike munhu pada asingafarirwe nevanhu asi tiri kuti mashoko atiri kuti tinomagamuchira nendaa yekuti ndo chokwadi. Chokwadi chero tikauya neshiri chero tikauya nedafu hazvisiri zvakatinza kuti ichokwadi zvimwe chetezvo nemanyepa. Saka ni tiri kuti mashoko ataurwa naJonathan Moyo ndo chokwadi nendaa yekuti ndo zvatagara tiri kutaura ende tinofanira kunge tichitora mashoko iwaya kuti tichibva pachinhambwe chekuti Jonathan Moyo aive mugovernment munhu ari kutsinhira ane ruzivo rwezvaiitika kana kuti zvinoitika mugovernment. Saka ni zvinotibatsirawo even pakutsvaga kwatiri kuita kuti hurumende inge igadzirika nyaya iyi nekuti ndo pane donzo redu. Donzo redu harizi rekuti tiri kutsvaga kuti chii chakaitika. Tingasai tingazivi hedu kuti chii chakazoitika pavakamutora vakazomisa kuzvikazodii zvikazodii asi chatinoziva okuti ndo chine basa ndechekuti gavhumendi hurumende yava Mugabe nava Munangagwa vachishanda pamwe chete ndiyo yakatora itai gamaro ndo pane nyaya yese ende ipapo ndipo patinofanira kutangira ndipo patinofanira kuti tibvire tichisvika pakuzoti vange vachibvuma kuti shuwa takaita mhosva ende vabvuma kudaro tichitora matsano tichiona kuti zvinokwanisa sei tichienda kumberi.
That's Patson Dzamara there, the younger brother to the disappeared human rights activist Itai Dzamara. Uyakhuluma lapha ngokuthi ubaba Jonathan Moyo ulovile lamhlanje enkundleni yeTwitter uthi yena uItai Dzamara wathunjwa wathathwa ngamabutho ugatsha lwamabutho kuthiwa yi-military intelligence. Kufana nje le CIO kodwa lolu gatsha ngolwamabutho. Yikho okulotshwe nguJonathan Moyo lamhlanje ngelanga imuli yakhe. Labalela amalungelo oluntu bemkhumbula uDzamara. Izolo umphantambo obona ngezemithetho ubaba uZiyambi Ziyambi ube komunye umsakazi weZimbabwe bambuza ngoItai Dzamara wakhuluma wathi yena uItai Dzamara uhulumende kakwazi ukuthi waya ngapi kodwa usa phakathi kokumdinga uyazihlupha laye ngokunyamalala kwakhe uyamdinga esaka naizvozvo tavatsvaga vaZiyambi Ziyambi nhasi parunhare asi atina kugona kunge tichibatana navo. We looked for justice minister Ziyambi Ziyambi today, but we were unable to connect with him, to reach him on his comment yesterday that indeed the government is still seized with looking for Itai Dzamara and it is disturbed by his disappearance. The last question for you, Mr. Dzamara, before you run and before I go to Masia and our other guest, Ugift Siziva. What would you like to say to this government, President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government? We know the suspicions that Dzamara was abducted by the military, like Jonathan Moyo saying, like everyone else has been saying, has been alleging. What message would you want to send to this new administration?
Okay, so we basically have five demands. Number one, the new administration must bring back Itai Dzamara to us, dead or alive. It is their responsibility they are mandated to ensure the safety of citizens. As such, as a family, we demand that the new administration, which was a part and parcel any of the old administration, to bring back Itai Dzamara to us, dead or alive. That's number one. Number two, we demand this ED, Emmerson Mnangagwa-led government, to institute an independent commission of inquiry into the disappearance of Itai Dzamara. The commission has got to be independent. That's number two. Number three, we demand this Emmerson Mnangagwa-led government to engage the Dzamara family, his colleagues, and the nation at large over this matter. We have written to Emmerson Mnangagwa. He has ignored our letter. We wrote to him as a family requesting engagement, and he ignored the letter. We are saying we are demanding him to engage us as a family because we need to resolve this issue. That's number three. Number four, we are demanding the government to ensure that there are reparations. Itai Dzamara is a breadwinner. Itai Dzamara is a wife. Itai Dzamara has two children. Not only did these people who are our leaders today commit this morbid and heinous act of abducting my brother, they also in a very stubborn manner, refusing to do what's honorable. And what is that? They must own up to their mistake and make sure that there is some compensation of some sort. There are reparations as far as the Itai Dzamara family is concerned. The government take care of the Itai Dzamara, of Itai Dzamara's family. We know he's not the first person to have been abducted, but we are using Itai Dzamara as a case in point and for us to set a precedent regarding the Zimbabwe we want. And so I think our demands are in order. Lastly, but by no means the least, we are demanding the government, in the spirit of Itai Dzamara, what he stood for and what he represents, to ensure that the forthcoming elections are free and fair. So those are the five demands we are making to the government led by Mnangagwa Chiwengwa Muhadi to make sure that they attend to these demands. Number one, bring the Itai Dzamara dead or alive. Number two, there's got to be reparations. Number three, a commission of inquiry. Number four, they have to ensure that they engage the family, they engage anyone who is involved. And then lastly, in the spirit of Itai Dzamara, they must see to it that the forthcoming elections are free and fair.
Mwaramutire Shwakanaka Vadzamara. God bless you and your family. I hope Itai Dzamara will be reunited with you, with his family, one day alive. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Vamasiye, muri kunzwa zvichemo zvava Dzamara zve mhuri yavo. Vanzi toda kuitwe commission of inquiry icha inenge yakazvimirira yega itsvage iongorore iferefete kuti zvii zvakaitika kuna Itai. Uyezve vari kuti hurumende inofanira kuchengeta mudzimai waDzamara nevana vake. Uyezve hanzi takanyorera mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa tsamba, asi vakangoti ignore semhuri, havana kumbotipindura. Muri kuzvionawo sei apa? Uri mubvunzo wangu wekupedzisira, ndinoziva kuti muri pabasa and you have to go.
Okay. The demands of it on a family pachirungu ndingati they are very solid and very concise, reasonable, and surely any reasonable government should take them up, because sematarita person, ceased to care what actually happened to him. We want him. We want closure. That's what the family wants. Because right now, there's nothing even more painful, for not knowing what actually happened or where Itai is. You know, that is torture by the day, mental torture by the day. So those demands by the family, they are quite solid, and I would urge the government to take them up. But as a lawyer, what I'm afraid of now is the people that we are asking to take up these demands are the people who I suspect as a lawyer are actually involved in the in this whole scheme. Both if you look at the vice president, referring to Jonathan Moyo's tweet, it actually seems as if there's some involvement by both the vice presidents and also the military, so to say. So what I would definitely urge the government is to constitute an independent a commission, as a person said, that will be independent from all the government not institutions per se, but all the people that the family suspects to be involved in the abduction. So those are solid, and they should be taken on board.
Human rights lawyer Gwetarino Rwira Kodzerozevano va Kenneth Masie uyezve vakambomirira Itai Dzamara asati atsakatiga. Thank you Mkoma Masie, ndinotenda, siyabonga.
All right, thank you very much.
Those who've just tuned in, this is The Connection coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight, we are remembering Itai Dzamara. And joining me now is youth activist Gift Siziba. He's one of the people, ngomunye wabantu, abaphatheke emkhosini wokukhumbula uDzamara lamhlanje. Eharare sizwile igqwetha elake lamela uKennedy Masie lomfo wabo uPatson Dzamara besithi uhulumende kumele azinikele, adinga uDzamara kwazakala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo kuye, uyaphila loba sowafa, nxa wafa wabulawa mbani. Batha kubunje ikomishini of inquiry eza cubungulake lolo daba imdinge kubonakala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo. Vathi njalo uhulumende kumele ulomlando wokugcina imuli kaDzamara ngoba ube lonkosikazi, ube labantwana ababili. Kunjenje abala umuntu okubakhusela ngoba i-breadwinner okwakungu-Itai onguye owayebakhusela wanyamalala kasekho. Mnumzana Siziba, unjani?
Sawubona, unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Yini ebeli seHarare lamhlanje Africa Unity Square? Ngiyazi uDzamara wayengumngane wakho sokule minyaka phose emithathu. Kungazakala ukuthi ukuphi, uyaphila na? Ungathini ngalindaba?
Kubuhlungu kakhulu uma ukhangela ukuthi sesile minyaka engu-3 siphusha umkhankaso okubana u-Itai Dzamara ungapho. Ekuqaleni kwaqala kungathi umuntu esizambona next week, umuntu esizabona ngenyanga ezayo, kodwa kunzima ukuvumelana ukuthi sokuyiminyaka engu-3 ngoba kwatshengisa ukubana-ke kulo nto engayenziwanga kuhle ikakhulu uhulumende mayelana le ndaba yokumdinga. Njalo futhi-ke ubuhlungu ukukhumbula ukuthi ngumuntu wajiyimuli lezi hlobo abangafanele bathole ichansi yokuthi hhayi uhambe kuhle noma athike bewusale kuhle. So kubuhlungu kakhulu la, njalo nakubantu ababesebenzala yama-activist basebenzalayo kakhulu, njalo kwakungakhangelekile ukuthi kungaze kufike namhlanje singenayo.
Usale themba yini Siziba lokuthi mhlawumbe ngabe phila lapho lapha khona uDzamara?
la itemba likhona ukubana uyita igama ukhona lapha khona itemba engelalo ngelokubana ngizakwazi ukumbona ngamehlo ngisaphila yilelingekhoyo kodwa ukubana ngisaphila itemba leni elingilalo ngoba umphefumulo uyinto enzima ukuyikhipha mina sengaye ngabanjwa ngathotshwa ngaba ngahlika endaweni ezinjalo but into engayinanzelayo ukubana-ke ukubulala umuntu yes engingawubulala kodwa kuyinto enzima yikho kunika ithemba lonelilokuphela ukuthi usaphila yikho ubona abantu besancenga besathandaza ukubana kungamkhulumende ngasikhipha ukuba khona noma elimeli noma esengakwanisi ukuphefumula ngenxa yakhonokho ahamba kikho okunjeokutshaya landani bakwazi ukumkhipha khonokho ngibona kuqakatheke kakhulu.
Kodwa nxa ephila mpela uyabe ngaphi iminyaka yonke le isikhathi sonke lesi sizima?
Uyakhangela kustadi kule nto abathi ngama-competitive authoritarian regime ngabantu abaluvalo mayelana lesihlalo esikhulu selizwe i-president. So unxa umuntu engaqalisa ukukhuluma isiqiniseko kuleso sihlalo basuka bengasuthiseki njalo ikakhulu abantu abakwenzayo kuyabe kungabantu abakwenza yebo bethunywa ngabaphezulu kodwa abantu abakwenza ngabantu abaphansi. So into abangakwazi ukuyenza yikho sithi balalaba abathi ngama-forced exile kube labanye ukuthi-ke bawuhambisa kwenye indawo but ngenxa yokuthi umuntu kwesi sikhathi uyabe selimali kakhulu so kusiba nzima kini ukuthi umuntu kobethi siyamhambisa njani ungakunanzeleli ukuthi most abantu ababa kuthiwa uma bekukhipha bahle buhambise ejele kumbe lapho ungasozithole khona-ke ama-journalist noma izisukelano belizwe ukuthi sibona mina ngathi nginyamalele ngisuka ngayiHarare Central ebusuku kungakabi sekuseni sasisekosi kungakabi semini sasesechikuluzi maximum 3 days baba lezinyanga siphakathi so babesenzela khonokho yikho kunye so and then kube siba nzima nawo ngenxa yeminyaka ukuthi umali mkhipha lidwayengina khonokho kwenza kalitaeinlezimelelithi ngingamgcina ephila kodwa ngiyeke sazoba ngikhipha ikakhulu nxakuzukuthi abantu abaresponsible yilaba abasakhona esihlalweni sobukhosi.
Mhm, siyabonga siziba qhubeka ubambile khonapho abasanda sixhuma iStudio 7 ngomsakazo wenu namhlanje sikhumbula uTsamara lemuli yakhe kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu ababuthane eHarare eAfrica Unity Square lapho uTsamara ayevame ukutshengisela ekhona ebambe ibhakana elilotshe ukuthi Mgabe must go, Mgabe kumele hambe. Wacatha-ke wathunjwa mhlaka 9 ngo-March 2015 sesiyakwanisa iminyaka engu-3 emithathu kungazakala ukuthi ungaphi vathangotibata nepfenyurondeyenyu uyezve nhasi tiri kurangarira itai Tsamara uyo akatsakatika mugore ra-2015 musi wa-9 March nhasi mhuri yake yanga ichimurangarira kuHarare uyezve ichikurudzira hurumende kuti inge ichimutsvaga izivise vanhu izivise mhuri yake kuti ari mpenyu here kana kuti kwete kana asiri mpenyu zvii zvakaitika kwaari. That's our topic tonight and of course there is no Studio 7 without you the listeners without your participation we have some listeners on the line. We have wakuqala silomnumzana Charamba tina vacharamba makadi yenyu vacharamba
vacharamba vanotamba muri sei
aiwa tiri bostereki matibata muri kupi
aiwa ndiri kumasvingo
kuri sei kumasvingo uku
kumasvingo kunongodaro daro kwakadii kwamuri kumuguro tonhori yeshoko
na chandokupisa kuno mudhara
chandokupisa
ka but tiri bo edu sterek
aiwa that's good
mainzwa nyaya iri mugango nhasi dibatsireiwo ipapo
I'm so worried about disappearing of the Tsamara. It's now years. now because of what happened in November last year, we say this guy is like whatever, this operation is so legacy, they tried to clean themselves, whatever. And like now they are busy moving around, trying to create a friendship, whatever. Why can't they create a very good friendship within first to address these issues? Because look now, people are still talking about the Gukura Wind issue, which happened some years back. Meaning to say the same thing which happened to Itaizama. These guys, they are responsible. Why can't they just address it first? This is it's an in-house. So that when they want to go out there and create a friendship, whatever, it's good. But let us address these things first, because it won't... It can be run off our minds.
Saka muri kuti mukoma charamba kana hurumende ava munangagwa ichida kushamaridzana nedzimwe nyika ngaitange yashamaridzana nevana veZimbabwe kugadzirwe nyaya dzese idzi muri kutaura nenyaya itai nenyaya yeGround.
Yes, ngatange washamaridzana problems. For sure, this guy here, I'm sure a difference between the Mukaberu and the JS. And this was the first thing we did the government that time. And what now is going to be ignorant and I hate it. This is personal share of which we want to write a letter to them in their ignorance.
I want to know, Tenda.
Which is better? To ignore is wrong while it's in Facebook, Munari, busy, I should have a response. It is an issue which is critical.
Aiwa tinotenda vakaterera vamunangagwa ipapo tinotenda zvikuru vacharamba.
Alright, thanks my dear boss.
Ja praise akaimba negamba hanzi mwenda mberi wauya kuzochinja mutemo, saka tine vimbo yekuti mwenda mberi vachachinja mutemo ipapo nemaitiro. Ucharamba ukhuluma ke lapho esemasvingo silomunye umlaleli njalo ecingweni uFreedom. Kunjani Freezer?
Ngiyaphila sikale njani?
Hayi siyaphila, usibamba ungaphi lapho?
Aba ndibamba eseWarren Park.
Oyi Warren Park, kunjani khona hapo?
Hayi ngapha kushaya usibi.
Na okay, siyabonga baba. Uyizwile indaba kusiphathisi?
Ya, ngizini ndaba sethi lapha ngithi benzana ungena ehlelweni ukhuluma ukuthi uhulumeni ufuna ukugcina abantu abakuza support abantu abakutsho njalo.
Iye, abe muli yakhe kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi uhulumende kumele esupporte imuli ka-Itai ngoba ngokwazi kwabo lobufakazi abathi balabo ngokucabangela kwabo babona ingani u-Itai wathunjwa nguhulumende. Ikakhulu amabutho, ngakho bathi uhulumende ulomlando wokugcina imuli yakhe.
Ora ya, kurayithi ulomlando obviously ukuthi agcine imuli yakhe. But ebantwaneni kuze kubuhlungu lakho, kodwa kona kumele egcine imuli yakhe, kodwa obviously ngokuya kwesikhathi kumele beveze ukuthi ungahanti ukhontakthini ozona jiwenga la hanti wayebuthi nxa kuthi uyababedonse bathumba lo muntu. So kumele lenzile mathethelwe emasomnangakho. Because bona ndi vata bafuni bandlululo bafuna ukuthi abantu kube le freedom of speech, so abazama ukuthi belungise into zabo zonke lezi yemveza umthumba. And ke ngezwa umdala usiziva lapha ekhuluma ebidi wakwathuni but bulehele themba yena ukuthi akafanga lapho khona. So nxa kunjalo akaveze aphume ukuthi unga, because umdala wakubona usiziva ukuthi wathunja but akazanga bemu-ekthele ukuthi bafuna ukumbulala balomthumbetinga umsebenzi akhe or wakunjani abakhona. But so lalo nxa kuyaphila akaphume aveze ukuthi unga aphume ngalokhu isikhathi bamthumbeyeni umuntu awayesiwa lasephumile umva wayesiwa lo-Emerson futhi Emerson akavumi ukuthi umuntu abantu laba abathunjwa umgabi bebuyela izweni sebafuna la when is that like Lantava, Wabaran, I have a clear wooden Avantava, when I will have a team would rather to move our land, they were 60 and Kunentana. About the city like Kunimujang, it dies. I have to you see it dies and fool, I have when I walk with the Mr. Abbas Kusa and Tabak, so it died in a plan, it died Arabu, young fool, it died away. Then I was going to tell us, and we were swinging, but a stranger, because I was very lucky with our own club. Here, what was a school is our own club as a swinger. You couldn't cool out the same engine. As I get to the other tomorrow, the first thing I would check Zila atunjwa, wadi kwenye tunjwa, awazali mtishiba kumbulani. So nga ita unjali, ita la, nchuki ya betila. Ore yame nyekule nilizo, oru haya, eti ya rasi ya wazio. Nyo, tara, kukula, nesio kuna. So, uchiwenga, na yuwayu kokele wabuti. Nga uchiwa wabu chonja, awa veza, loloku, kulman, lo Amazon.
Kodwa Freedom kubamba umlomo khonapho umthakathi kazinuki unukwa izanuse isela ngalimane liphumele egcekeni lithi intshontshile libanjwa ngamapholisa nxa njengokusho kwakho kuyikuthi uChiwenga njengoba wayeku army wayekubuthe ngumkhokeli wamabutho uyakwazi okwenzakalayo kuzamara ubona ngani ngaphuma lamhlanje ngoba sengumsekeli kamongameli evume nje mane evume ethi hayi uyita yithe samthathayo sameza lokhu lalokho
uChiwenga yena sengathumela u-Amazon ngathi ngiyoyitshontshayo sengathumela u-Amazon Amazon ngezani nguye umuntu osebenzani osevumela zonke izinto lanokuthi ungu-vice president yabe lale amazwi aba-Amazon yena uChiwenga nguye ozalayela u-Amazon and then sizamvumbula wathi ngasoze kuveze mgceki ukuthi uChiwenga nguye wayefihle umuntu u-Amazon Amazon yena elizayo ezavumbula uzathi umgabe labantu bakhe abaye bathumile ukuthi uChiwenga asoze balwe lapho uChiwenga usesikhundleni manje akusizakuthi uzazona so yena uChiwenga uyakwazi ngazamabuthi ayotshontshayo uChiwenga ngyakwazi kumele atshele u-Amazon uChiwenga evine asoze aziveze othulisela atshele u-Amazon u-Amazon ke evumule zonke izinto u-Amazon akasoze wasoze mchaza uChiwenga ukuthi uChiwenga wona asoze ukuchaza ukuthi undirect abantu labanga yena u-Amazon uzakavumulula umuntu lo ithese ufunayo ukuthi avumule kuphela okuningi sizatshelwa nguitayi ukuthi yena wayetshontshwe ngubani ngobani ababemsumbile.
Hayi siyabonga Freedom ongena kuhlelo khona ngapha e-Warren Park ba.
Hayi ngiyabonga rani wadani.
Siphenduke kuwe mnumzana Siziba angakathathi umlaleli ndisanda Tora Mtereri wedu Msarurwa. Uyabezwa Siziba bayakhuluma abantu bani bari kutawura. How would you rate this new government in terms of human rights? Whither thou, Zimbabwe, where are we headed?
I think one of the problems that we face with the current administration is that it was born out of the Palace coup of November 2017. That on its own is an inhibitor towards the realization of human rights in this country. It becomes a challenge because most of the things that people are demanding, especially those that are associated with history, you have them keeping their acting off. For example, to go around the issue, the disappearance of Itai Dzamara, electoral fraud, amongst others. So that on its own creates a very, very a dangerous crisis of legitimacy that is haunting this administration, proven by the performance of the economy, the collapse of the output, the aggregate demand, and the continued rising of prices in this country. So for me, that is a very challenging narrative because these are the same people. Remember, Emmerson Mnangagwa was Minister of Justice. Chiwenga was the general, the commander of the army. And Moati was the minister of home affairs.
So that creates a crisis of legitimacy where people cannot go to history. That's why they are now moving to popular mantra, let bygones be bygones, because they cannot face the history whose and knows they were deeply gifted in this particular field.
Thank you, the gift, and stay on the line. Timbo Toram Tereri, Va Musarura, Magadim Komango.
Diripo Magadio.
Aywa, Diripo, Matibata Murugubi.
Kukaroi.
Maungira Maje Kukaroi. Zimai Radio Enium Komango. Kana kuti mu mongo isapasi voli. Zora yoro mswa ya zvanani. Ah sakurise ukaroi.
Ukaroi kuri nana ako mvura ndiri kuramba kunaya.
Hanzi mvura yakaenda ne G40.
Ndakaenda ningiruzi.
Hanzi G40 yakaenda ne mvura mudara. Mazvanya ere mudariro tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndakatorwadziwa ndaifunga kuti takapinda hurumende nyowani yaifanira kutongogadzisa nyaya yaitaidzamara, nokuti zvaitaurwa naitaidzamara ndo mhosva dzavakapomerawa mukati. Saka vaifanira kutoita itaidzamara gamba ravo, nokuti ndo rakaita paniya iri kutoya mugabe ndavadzo vaitaura kuti vamugabe vari kukangasa zvakati zvakati, zvinova zvavari kutaurana nako ndo zvaikanzwa namugabe. Saka vamwe vaifanira kutomutsvaga itaidzamara kuti ari kupi. Oya vomuisa muhurumende kuti ndogamba ravo rakatanga kutaura kuti amugabe ari kukanganisa.
Aiwa. Maybe vachazviita izvozvo, vari kuimbisana ziyambi ziyambi, hazvi tichiri kumutsvaga.
Ichokwadi here ichocho.
Ameno mugomangu.
Tichangoona ura itongotarisira.
Aiwa, tinotenda neupina muchirongwa vamusaruro.
Alright, munoita muchiramba muchitibata.
Okay, stere kuti tichamufonera zvekare.
Alright.
Thank you there, and joining us now, rather joining me, that's gonna be my last guest tonight, Alistair Funye, always in Nasu, Mkokele, always in Nasu. Funye, tinomu gamu chirai mchirongwa, siyagwa mugela, good evening. Siyachona kakhulu. Almost 3 years no word about itaidzamara. Uhulumende lai kakanya kwenzayo. Ungathini ngale ndaba?
Kukanya ubuhlungu ngoba kwarezwa ama-hopes ebantwini beZimbabwe, sibona kuphuma uRobert Mugabe kungena uEmmerson Mnangagwa. Sacabanga ukuthi ilizwe selitshintsha, ilizwe seliguquka njengokuthembisa kwakhe. Kodwa sasesibona ukuthi ubisela ucabinet yakhe ufaka ijunta eyiyo eyayithatha ama-operations anjengoku-abdacta abantu anjabo itaidzamara. So thina kusizwisa ubuhlungu ngoba abantu ababengama-pioneers okuthi uMugabe ehambe, one of the pioneers kwangabantu abanjabo itaidzamara. So sasikhayela ukuthi ku-agenda yokuthi uMugabe ehambe nxa kungena i-government entsha, sasikhayela ukuthi yibo abantu bokuqala ukuthi bazadinga itayi besitshela ukuthi ufihle la. But lakathesi siloku senhlungwini sikala ngoba salahlekelwa umuntu owayadriva i-agenda ye-democracy kwe-United Park.
Isingathi kule, are you hopeful about tomorrow? Not only looking at finding Zamara, but you know, looking at the whole human rights spectrum. Are you hopeful about tomorrow?
As it is now, what I can say, we are in a junta republic, which is being run by military. When we are talking of human rights, if they were respecters or key players who valued human rights, we're going to see people like Wana Ivone being released from Chikurupi as fighters of human rights. People like Last Mayenga Hama being released from Chikurupi because there are no crimes that they did, but it was only that they were standing for what was right. and they were against the entire regime of Robert Mugabe. So I see no hope, I see no light, I see no torchbearer of human rights in the existing establishment.
Asi mune vimbo here vapfunya kuti mumwe musi itaidza mara achawanikwa akadzokera kumhuri yake.
Ndomna mato yedu yekuti aonekwe, ndomna mato yedu yekuti awanikwe, but zvatiri kuona on the ground haivimbo yacho atinayo, because tikatarisisa kana kuongorora vanhu vari kutitungamira izvezvi vanhu vaita maoperations ekuabdukta vanhu. Saka kuti achadzoka izvezvi hatisi kuzvitarisira, but hopefully kuti kwaari zvatiri kunamatira ndezvekuti kwaari anenge ngave ari mupenyu, because shanduko ichauya, and panouya shanduko takatarisira kuti tichawana takusangana nawana itaidzamara nevamwe vake vasati vawanikwa.
And your last word to the ruling elite, the president himself, Vice President Chiwenga, Vice President Mohadi, and all other government bureaucrats, about this issue about human rights.
My submission to the existing establishment is that being the administration or the leadership of the republic, which we term the republic, is not to wear camouflage, putting on top suits. So I say we must do away with the iron rule and respect human rights, especially when we are going towards an election.
Thank you there. Alista, and please do stay on the line now. Mnumzana Siziva, amazwi ako okugqiba uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, ungathini kuhulumende?
Embucho mina kuti ke uitaidza mara kukakatekile ukubana ke uhulumende njengohulumende omutsha azimisele ukumdinga yikho kokuqala. Okwesibili, bakwazi ukunakekela ke imuli yakhe. Okwesithathu, kube ke le inkwari yokuqunywa imuli yakhe, ukubana ke kube le inkwari ukubana wahamba njani. Ngikubona kuqakatheke kakhulu why ngisitsho njalo, ngokuthi ke senzela ukubana uma kungayenzakala lokhu komunye walaba ke ama-journalist noma ama-activist noma ama-citizens sibe ne-presidency enhle etshengisa i-commitment kahulumende mayelana ke la malungelo abantu.
Siyabonga Siziva, and Alista, thank you so much, gentlemen. And I have the last word. I'm going to have the last word. I remember the day when Itaidza Mara was brutalized and left for dead. He had to be hospitalized, and he had to be represented by Kennedy Masiwa. Kennedy Masiwa, rather. Enke ngabala kulolu hlelo. That conversation, that interview, engayenza lo Itai on that particular day, has never left my mind. Ngishona ngikhumbula nje ngayo, ngikhumbula ukunyamalala kuka Tsamara. Wayesebuhlungwini entshela ukubana ulimele kanganani, hurukuru enda kaita na Tsamara, pakarogwa zvakanyanyisisa nemapurisa. Ndogara ndichingoifunga uyezve ndogara ndichifunga zuva rakatsakatika. I got a message from my friend Pindai Dube in Harare. It was on a morning, March 9. He sent me a message on WhatsApp saying Itaidza Mara has been abducted. I thought maybe it was one of those things. Ukuti vamthethe uzaphenduka. Ndakafunga kuti hongu atorwa. Maybe I'm Ramsunga Asi Acha Zoka. That never happened. And to date, we still don't know what happened to Itaidza Mara. And that's unfortunate. We need to know. People need to know. Zimbabweans, there are many more Zimbabweans who disappeared. And honestly, I think their families deserve to know what happened. Thanks to Kennedy Masiwa, a lawyer, Alista Pfunye, Hudson Zamara the brother and Gift Siziba. Kwane lokwa lamhlanje mthwakazi omuhle. Siyabonga. Good night Zimbabwe. Mtungamili Nkomo.